think I'm jumping on the Trump bandwagon here, but I do want you to know I plan to give out bonuses of up to $1,000 to all my employees. Sure wouldn't want you to think I'm just going to bank all those profits from the business tax rollbacks that are coming my way. Boeing's doing it, Pepsi's doing it, Revisionary Glassworks, I'm pleased to announce, is doing it too. Least I could do is my way of saying thanks. To my employees, I mean, not the president. I suspect a lot of us mega corporate types would be following suit. Good press, goodwill, good all around. Oh, sure, I'll raise my prices a little, cover my generosity, but that way you, the public, can share in my charitable glow. By the way, once I did a little checking, I noticed those other companies, well, they kind of cheated a bit. You got to read the fine print, maybe you didn't know that, to find that those $1,000 bonuses go to the folks who have worked there, about 100 years. You work there, say, 2 or 5, well, don't expect a $1,000 bonus on that next paycheck. Think a little lower. Think a lot lower. But those headlines say $1,000, you say. Truth, maybe you haven't noticed lately, is kind of slippery. No, sir, you won't see my glass company raising its price to cover my incredible generosity. Not the way I work. The truth, capital T, in my case, is that I plan to pay every single employee working for me now $1,000, no matter how long they've been on the payroll. 10 years, 10 months, 10 days. Capital T. It's just good business, that's all, and, well, it's the right thing to do. Excuse all these capitals. No, sir, you won't see my glass company raising its prices to cover my incredible generosity. It's not the way I work. And you could ask any of my employees. You know, if I had any. Right now, I'm not only sole proprietor, I'm kind of the sole worker. And yeah, I'm giving me a $1,000 bonus. Maybe more if those CEOs are role models. And a big pat on the back.